This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating cooling company. The Junkies looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 12th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, all. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
We are here. We survived the snow.
We got here.
Still some flurries. At least when I was leaving, I cleared my driveway, felt good about it, nice and clear, did the sidewalks.
That's aggressive early in the morning. I would never do that before work.
I did nothing.
That would never occur to me.
I drove right over the snow.
I can shovel. I've done a lot of shoveling, but not at 4 in the morning.
Well, it's cleared it.
It's a bridge too far.
I woke up. You mentioned waking up at 3:55. Woke up at 3:45. Looked outside the window. I had done some shoveling last night.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not usually a fan of, the multi-shovels.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either.
But I did that last night, and then I don't think it snowed but a couple more inches. And so it was pretty easy to clear.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the last time in my neighborhood, I don't think you have sidewalks in front of your house, do you?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? You have to clear your sidewalks. And mm-hmm. I didn't do it last time, and then it like iced up, and it was impossible to do. So it was coming out. Pretty easily.
Got up at 3:30 to warm my car up and clean it off. Took, 15 minutes to clean it off, and maybe not that much, 10. But getting up at 3:30, I didn't know how much snow was out there because, it snowed overnight. Had no idea. It looked like we had about 5 inches.
I'd say 5 or 6.
5 or 6, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? Can pile up.
I mean, main roads are fine just because they treated them for the last 12 hours, but the side roads are a little dicey.
I'll tell you what, though. Main road, which I took into work,
mm-hmm.
Beltway was fine.
Yeah.
Then I got on the Cabin John Parkway. Mm-hmm. That one wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I just drove Connecticut all the way down. Took it to Constitution.
They do a good job in D.C. because I don't usually cut through D.C. on the streets, but when I go that way and I take the Whitehurst Freeway.
Oh, I don't mess with any of those. Those sound like some side issues
side
to me.
No, they were really good.
I stick on the big sillies.
Props to D.C.
Beltway, ICC. B-Dub Parkway.
B-Dub.
All cleared.
Yeah. I think D.C. is probably better than Montgomery County at this point.
Oh, yeah.
As far as clearing snow, being more prepared. I don't know why. It's kind of strange. Wouldn't expect it, but that's what I've encountered. But, I don't imagine many people will be going to work today. Who knows? I mean, kids will be off.
Probably
that's
not.
The only good thing about the snowstorms is there's no one on the road
right.
in the morning. Because it was zippy on the road this
morning. But if you have to get on the roads, just go on the major roads, you'll be fine. Don't drive like a maniac. Just drive normal.
There were 700 accidents in the state of Virginia yesterday.
Oh, really?
VDOT, or Virginia
Transportation Rush hour, driving home, that
kind of
stuff?
Yeah, just people, clueless people, just driving too fast, not realizing it's going to be icy, and, you know, plows are out, and they're just driving too fast, and they're just clueless. First of all, I don't understand why people were on the road as much as they were. If you know the storm's coming, get off the roads.
Some people might be oblivious.
I think they are. Maybe they just don't pay attention.
But if you have to go to work and drive home from work?
Yeah, but bosses, I mean, they'll let you leave a little early
before the storm's coming. What if you got to go to the grocery store? What if you're missing some key items?
I mean, the mixing bowl right there at Springfield was a complete disaster. Yeah. The on-ramp to 95 was completely shut down because there were accidents on it, because the ramps freeze before the main roads. And it was just shut down. Couldn't even drive on it.
I wasn't paying great attention to what was way ahead of me, but I saw one light in the distance kind of at the spur of 270. So there's a ton of lanes. You can go to the left. You're going to go, you know, on back on 495 towards Maryland. And if you go to the right, you're heading towards Virginia. And there was one light. I was in the lane kind of the light. I was like, what is that? And then as I got closer, luckily I had moved out of that lane over two lanes to the left. Mm-hmm. It was a black car, so you couldn't really see it because it's 5 a.m. and it had one headlight and it was facing the wrong direction.
On the beltway? That's
No, it was on the 270, kind of that little spur.
Yeah, like 495. I mean, it's still part of the beltway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Somebody's going the wrong way and it's dark. One headlight instead of two. I mean, it's just disaster.
Well, I was watching Channel 4 News last night, and they were, and Kevin Davis, our buddy Kevin Davis, called in to the studio and was talking to him. And
he's the hardest working guy in town.
He's a grinder, that
and
guy.
And he was on 66. I don't know what part of 66, but he said, I'm going 30. And there's people going 60 just passing me.
Yeah.
And he's like, these people are so dumb.
Yeah.
And
he does work hard. I'm not saying he doesn't, but his life is paradise now that he's the chief of Fairfax County instead of Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, every day for him, every day is a holiday by comparison.
Sure.
But he was,
he's going to get salty when he hears
that. He was just complaining that the people were just flying by him. And of course, there's going to be 700 accidents.
Right. He's the chief of police. He knows. He knows how you should travel when the conditions are suboptimal.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know, remember we talked about the guy that slid off the bridge and we couldn't kind of understand?
Yeah.
I don't know. My kids were telling me that
he was twins.
There was another guy in there with him, I guess his brother, that it was definitely black ice. That's what my kids were trying to tell me. That
I don't know.
That it was definitely black ice is what happened there.
I can't remember what
Remember we saw the video and the guy just slid off the thing?
I just can't remember what the weather was like then.
I think it was just cold.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't see it. I don't know. It made no sense.
But the kids are off again. The entire area shut down. All schools are closed.
Now, look, I'm looking at it. So today's going to be a high of 34, 35. So you're probably not going to get much melt there. But tomorrow, high of 47.
Oh, yeah. Melt-a-rama.
Let's hope, man.
And then Sunday is supposed to be 60.
Sunday, I see 54, but maybe your area 60. I'd love to hit 60. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
but it still says rain though.
Yeah, it's going to rain this weekend.
It says 92. I mean, it's supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday.
It's going to rain today, tonight too. So that'll help melt it. And then this weekend, it's supposed to rain both days.
Yeah.
But that at least
I'm hoping this is it.
Get rid of it. No, it's supposed to snow next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yeah. I don't know how bad, but
you're always scanning the 10 days.
Yeah, man. Doug Cameron told me.
I don't know. I guess it's possible. What I see is 33 degrees, but I guess it could snow.
I'm not close friends with any weatherman. I mean, I've met Doug. He's very nice.
I'm not close friends with him.
Well, I mean, you text with him.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean I'm close friends
with
him.
Okay,
I've never hung out with a guy.
You're friendly with him.
Friendly, yes. Yeah.
It is hilarious, though, that you're like casual friends with these weathermen, and you text them at their busiest times.
I know, but you don't understand. Cameron loves it. He loves talking weather.
Yeah, he does.
He gets horned up for it.
He loves when I text him. He's told me this. He says because he loves when we talk about it. He loves talking about weather, and he loves snowstorms. So he would love for there to be 40 inches on the ground.
Right.
So when I text him, hey, how's Loudoun County going to be? What's going to be like driving into D.C.? He loves the response.
The whole thing he loves?
He does.
Well, I know the news directors do. Because they're locked in. They have those anchors. They have orders. They got to talk about the snow all day.
Well, you know, snow equals ratings.
Yep.
Size. They're going to line their pockets with
snow. Did you never want to be a meteorologist, Jason? Because you have such passion for it.
That could be your next career. When we get fired, that could be your next career.
Yeah. I never had the passion to do it, but I would do it.
Yeah, you're just going to retire somewhere down south and just become a local weather meteorologist.
Just a local guy?
I mean, you've already got basically 30 years of broadcasting experience.
You think you could do the green screen? You think you could figure that out?
He could do that in a heartbeat.
Might take a couple times.
You would be so cool. You fish the water. You'd be so good at it.
You'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Problem is all these meteorologists on the networks are all either hot 30-year-old chicks or, you know, good-looking 40-year-old dudes.
You just have to be some local guy. You would just have to be local.
Yeah.
Our buddy's daughter, Leah, became a meteorologist. She's out in Duluth, I believe.
Wow, pretty hard to do that forecast. Cold, gray, and bleak.
And snowy.
9 months out of the year.
Right. That would suck.
I would guess.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at her bio. She went to Penn State and then, you know, was a skier and studied meteorology, and that's her first gig.
Good for her.
Cakes, do you, buddy, so today Dr. Z. is the second round, or the day two?
Today's day two of the monumental stacks,
day
yes.
Day two.
And 11 a.m., cards
so are you
in the air.
In the money? Is it confirmed?
Not sure yet.
You're not sure
yet. I think I'll know when I'm on property
find out until,
later today.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm just going to go grind with all the sickos again starting at 11 a.m.
Big day for you. And you then, can double up once or twice.
Then if I bust out of that, then I'm going to jump into the high roller event at 2 p.m.
So what's I've the got high roller
my
event?
My day is booked.
What's the high roller event? What's the buy-in for that?
$4,000.
Nice.
It's also a big day in the hockey world, EB.
$0,000.
Yeah. Big day in the hockey world. The Four Nations tournament starts today.
Four Nations face-off.
What
yes,
are the nations?
Correct.
U.S., Canada, Russia, and
not Russia. U.S., Canada, Sweden, and
Finland.
Finland, I believe. Those are your four nations.
All right, tell me why I'm
Four Nations face-off.
All right.
No caps were invited, though.
A lot of NHLers represented
you know
their countries.
They're
in
fine with it.
Those in caps in-season are, tournament.
Those caps get like 10 days off. They're fine with that.
Cakes is right. It is Finland and Sweden.
Ovi gets to fly down to Miami, hang out, get some R&R.
Is that what he is doing? It's confirmed?
Get some training in. Yeah.
So we got the Four Nations face-off. Tariq El-Bashir, who covers the Capitals, insider for Monumental Sports. He'll jump on at 7 o'clock. Also today, we've got Metallica tickets, and it's a Wizards Wednesday. We have Wizards tickets.
Very good.
On a game show Wednesday. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up at 8 o'clock. You want to chime in throughout the show? You can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Sports Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Bish Bucks will answer your text.
He will.
We're the Junkies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes.
Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's coming right back. Welcome back. Chuckies are here live in downtown DC, where we're going to have a new toy to play with. Roger's putting together the world's smallest air hockey table.
Yes, I saw him hard at work this morning.
So the green room has added a foosball table.
Yeah.
Which I think Cakes has used briefly. You played Valdez to one.
I played Valdez. We played first one to score wins. And, I mean, I brought shame upon my name and family by scoring an old goal on myself. And it was horrifying. And Valdez, he has bragging rights right now. We haven't had a rematch yet.
I'm undefeated.
It was not my finest moment.
Is that a full-size foosball table?
No. That's something you would buy off of, like, Wayfair. It's fine. I mean, it's for a green room at a radio station. Like, I wasn't expecting Ivy to buy, like, a foosball table that costs, like, $3,000.
Okay. Like, fair enough.
Yeah.
The air hockey table is so small. It's the same one that I put together last Christmas for Isabella, who was 6.
Yeah, but again, this is, like I said during the break, this is not a Dave & Buster's. This is a place of employment where they're trying to make the green room a little nicer than it was before. And they're sprucing it up. They brought in some fancy chairs and, you know, it looks nicer, but again, this is not the Waldorf Astoria. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we have a limited budget.
I might argue that it looks nicer. It depends on your taste. Those chairs are not that's not my taste.
Yeah, I mean,
that whole room.
It's fine. I mean, it just had an old flop couch in it before that 1,000 people have slept on.
Yeah, right. And who knows what else?
Yeah, probably done terrible things on at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an upgrade. But again, like, you're not going to get a $5,000 air hockey table. and a $3,000 foosball table.
No, but maybe you can get a $200 air hockey table.
You know what? You got to save your money wherever you can, JP.
Whatever. Let's see if anybody uses corners. It. Maybe some of the producers will.
Maybe they're doing well if they're spending money on foosball and air hockey. Who knows?
I appreciate the sentiment.
So we have Mike Valenti on the show from time to time. He's a radio host in Detroit. He's got his own show. He works for Odyssey. He apparently went off on Tom Brady, just ranting about him. Here's our pal Mike Valenti.
The biggest problem I had with last night is Tom Brady. That was his swan song. That was one of the worst Super Bowl broadcasts in history. He's a malignant narcissist. He is a collagen-filled, dull robot. Enough. And it is the oldest saying in the book that money does not buy taste. Money does not buy class. Tom, you spent $740,000 on that watch. It looks like you found it in a Happy Meal. Get the hell out of here. He is awful on every level.
So you thought that commercial was actually a real thing when his batteries died?
May as well have been. The only thing they had to do is program the robot that every comment you're going to make about this game somehow has to be about you. You know, I was once down by a lot in a Super Bowl. Tom, just call a game.
I never scored in the first quarter either in a Super Bowl.
I think he was trying to make sure that the viewers didn't leave and was like, Tom, it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, he should have made sure Giselle didn't. Now she's with the karate guy because she couldn't stand you. No. His narcissism is exactly why that went the way it did. Such a dull robot. Christ.
We'll know when his kids turn 18 and they want nothing.
Look in her direction once in a while and she's not doing karate moves in bed. Tom is terrible. Who the hell can stand the guy? How awkward. What happened to the days we hired analysts that had personalities that you wanted to have a beer with? Who's having a beer with him? He's busy selling you avocado ice cream. That's sociopath behavior.
Was that a Bruce Lee move?
Jesus. I'm making a point. Get rid of the guy. $350 million. He's a waste.
Jackie Chan.
Okay. He's a zero.
No, I got you.
Can't stand it.
I mean,
is that a morning drive show?
I think he's afternoons in Detroit.
So. I mean, I agree with the overall sentiment that he's kind of like a robot and he's dull.
Yeah.
I think he's boring generally calling the games, but I think when he kind of says, you know, there was a Super Bowl when I was down, 28-7 or whatever, and we didn't score.
That's kind of like,
it was kind of interesting. It kind of brings some perspective. And I think his colleague there was right. He's trying to keep you interested in the game. So tune out.
Well, and I think that's another reason why Fox wanted him and hired him, so he could tell stories about, when he was playing in big games like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously not everyone likes that.
The general sentiment I agree with is he's boring. I don't think he's super talented as a broadcaster by any stretch.
He doesn't add to a broadcast.
No.
He doesn't make it interesting.
He doesn't bring in, I don't think he, does he really bring in casual eyeballs? No. I don't know.
Maybe girls? Maybe chicks?
That's how much money Fox has that they can give the guy, $350 million.
Right.
I did notice the one time he was off. He was always behind on the telestrator.
Okay.
So when they were showing the replays, he would try and, dissect the defense or whatever, and then they would go back to live action. So he would mark the screen, but they're back to live action. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, that happened two or three times, but, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
He'll get better at that,
I'm sure. I think he's kind of boring. Is he a narcissist because he was wearing his expensive watch? I don't know. He just lives in a different stratosphere.
That's a little bit. It's a bit of a flex.
Like, definitely.
Hey, I'm wearing a watch that's worth more than most people who are watching this game's houses.
But did he expect
on my wrist?
Did he expect that people would be able to ID it?
Of course. That's why these guys wear these watches.
I mean, he lives
so people
in the internet
talk
age.
About
he has to know that people are going to.
I know. He's just in
but I would have never noticed it. You would have never noticed it.
But people. All people want to do is pinch and zoom pictures and figure out what you're wearing, what's on your wrist.
What is he supposed to wear? I mean, I guess any
an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to wear?
I don't know.
He's in a different stratosphere. We can't even relate to him.
Yeah.
I think he's boring. But
he does absolutely nothing for me.
He does nothing for me.
I mean, he doesn't move the needle for me one bit.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't do anything for me, but I don't hate him.
I don't hate him either. I mean,
is he a narcissist? Probably.
Look. broadcasters that for NFL games, they're just there for me. It's like, it doesn't matter. Put whoever you want in there. It doesn't really matter. Just show me the games. Give me the game's goodness and give me scoring. It's all I care about.
Mm. Yeah, but you need it because when I think it was NBC years and years ago tried the silent broadcast, it was nubs.
You definitely need broadcasters.
You need broadcasters, but it doesn't have to be a guy you're paying $35 million to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Greg Olsen could have been calling the game, and I would have been perfectly fine with it.
Correct.
Would have been great.
But I do have some guys that I like more than others. I tell you personally, I like John Gruden and Jay Gruden. If they were, you know, like, I don't think Jay does games, here's but a name. If he ever did, I'd be all in.
I'm just going to pluck a name of a guy we've had on the show 20 times. Charles Davis.
Yeah,
very good at calling games. If he was calling the game instead of Tom Brady, I wouldn't have said, man, this game isn't... I really wish Tom Brady were calling instead of Charles Davis. It wouldn't have mattered
to me.
He's
more likable.
One iota.
Yeah, but Tucker. A lot of guys.
Ross Tucker,
if Mark Sanchez does a game, you guys all gripe about it.
I've never griped about Mark Sanchez doing a game.
But everyone else has an opinion on it when he does a game.
Yeah.
So you can't just say throw anyone in there. And I would say, like, I don't think Brady's great on the broadcast, but pregame and the build-up to it, I mean, the guy can't walk on the field with everyone freaking out, taking a billion pictures. He does bring, like, it's a big game.
He's a superstar. There's no doubt. Yeah. You can't say he's not a superstar.
I mean, Brady or Greg Olsen can walk up and down the sidelines. No one cares.
Yeah.
He's just not a,
yeah, but Olsen
not
just
a great broadcaster.
Olsen just seems more likable.
Probably, of course.
I mean, I'm going to watch the game either way. I'm going to watch the game if Brady does it or if Bob Brady does it.
Well, half the game.
That is a good point about Greg Olsen because I saw Greg Olsen at the Ben & Jerry's at Kiwa Island, and nobody knew who he was. He was just walking around. Like,
did you say something to him?
No, I'm not going to bother him. He's just there with his family.
I thought you told a story where
you said
something.
I didn't say anything, but he was just blending in, walking around. Nobody was causing a stir.
Yeah.
But if it were Tom Brady,
he couldn't go anywhere.
There would have been a million people trying to take pictures. So, I mean, he does bring star power, but...
He brings star power,
not for me.
I mean, I agree with the sentiment that he's boring. I think he's boring. Is he trying to make the entire game about him?
That's his personality.
I don't really think so.
Yeah.
I think he's just given his experience. He's been in, like, 10 Super Bowls. He can kind of relate to all the different scenarios that are out there.
But that's why Fox hired him, to tell those stories.
Yeah.
Right, that's why he's getting the big money.
Yeah. I just think he's not
Did
very
Valenti,
good.
I kind of tuned him out. Did Valenti say who he liked better?
No.
In that little rant?
Yes, he said bring back Greg Olsen.
Oh, he did say Olsen.
He
did mention Greg Olsen.
All right, I like Olsen. I do like him.
I know he took shots at the Giselle thing.
Yeah.
My counter would be at least he was with Giselle for years.
I banged Giselle.
And
I was guessing with her for years.
I'm guessing he's bouncing back.
I'm onto a new ceiling.
I don't think he's too worried at this point.
Does Tom Brady, when he gets these dumb paychecks from Fox, does he look at the statements? And I know they're online. I know it's not paper statements. Yeah. Does he look at them and say, well, this is more money than I was making playing quarterback in the league? I mean, this is absurd dumb money.
Working once a week.
Yeah. He's got to look at that and be like.
I'm guessing he doesn't look at him at all, Cakes.
Really? He just doesn't even phase him?
He's not like you.
He's not obsessed. He has enough money. He doesn't worry about
it. I'd be looking at him.
Yeah. I'd be.
I'd be drilling down on him.
It's not the top of his priority.
Maybe not every 2 weeks, but I'd take a peek every once in a while.
He's probably not like Jason, who's probably already been on his online banking today.
I haven't. I will, though.
Cakes has probably already checked his 401k today.
Not my 401k. I checked my IRAs.
Oh my God.
It's different. Hmm. Yeah, you got to keep track of these things, JP. You got to keep your head on a swivel. You got to be nimble.
Yeah, that's why I got a guy.
Yeah. I got a guy, too.
Well, we all have guys.
Yeah, so a guy. What kind of watch do you think Tom should have worn? Like a
Swatch?
A regular Rolex or something?
No, but I just know that the watch thing is a whole different community of psychopaths.
Right.
And it's all about the networking of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
dude, it looked like...
They're conversation starters for like billionaires.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a different club.
They all obsess on like... It's like the next level of cars or, you know...
Yeah, for sure. They're like bragging pieces.
It looked like he had a Fabergé egg on his wrist.
I'll say that. When he was
doing the pregame thing and it was... The first thing I noticed was that gaudy watch.
Yeah.
Brady didn't just wake up that day and open his sock drawer and go, I'll take that one.
Right.
You know, like this is...
It was thought out.
Curated.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
He probably got it for free, too. Let's be honest. You think he plunked down $600K on that thing?
Might have.
Somebody's probably paying him to wear it.
He might have. Well, maybe,
pocket change to him. Cakes.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I got a deal.
They use him as investments.
Right.
Yes.
Probably. I don't know. I watch all the watch guys on the reels, and they flip the watches, and I see Kevin O'Leary bragging about his watches. I don't know.
Like, you can't be caught dead with the same watch as another celebrity. Like, that's massive
no-no. That's the ultimate sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kevin O'Leary talks about it. Like, when they go to the watch party or whatever it is.
Well, he wears two watches sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's just a whole flex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand
Wonderful.
That.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Not a big watch guy. Never
I like
have
a
been.
Nice $200 watch. That's what I like.
Mm. I think I'm done with watches.
I haven't had a watch in years.
Yeah. I had one when I would, you know, go for runs.
Yeah.
Wasn't even an Apple Watch.
I mean, I've got a Fitbit, but it gives me a rash, so I don't wear it all the time. It's annoying.
You have some sort of bizarre allergic reaction to the rubber?
Yeah, like my wrist, man. It just I need a different wristband or watch band.
Very delicate ecosystem over there.
You know this temple. It gets thrown off by the slightest thing.
You hurt your thumb bowling. Can't wear a Fitbit.
Again, the thumb injury. Ask Valdez. He had a thumb injury, and it's legit.
Yeah,
my legit tilted him.
My finger tingling went away.
Oh, it did go away. Good.
Hey, did you know? Did Good you know you. In the Gen Z community? Speaking of watches,
all right, which ones are Gen Zers again?
His age?
Mike Mars.
Right, Mike okay. Mars.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah, all right.
But in the Gen Z community, you're ridiculed and mocked if you wear an Apple Watch to like a function. Or like a wedding, or like
I wonder why.
An engagement party. They look down. They think it's like wearing Crocs. Like you're not allowed to wear an Apple Watch with like the athletic band around it.
It's only for just like exercise.
Working out or daily like activities. But like if you're at a special party or a special dinner, it is a huge no-no.
It's a faux pas.
It is a faux pas to wear an Apple Watch. Without like any kind of like silver band or anything like that,
you gotta
change the band out.
Mm. Oh,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
I mean you
have
to update your etiquette over the years. You wouldn't wear basketball shorts.
I just think the Apple Watches are silly. My wife has one, but I have no interest.
Well, I didn't know you had to change the band based on the type of event you're going to.
Social occasion.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knew?
It's a whole tier of it.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, there's a video that came out. Who had this on their bingo card? Patrick Mahomes' dad, Patrick Mahomes Sr.,
yeah.
And John Rocker getting into it on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if they
Rocker
played together.
Looks so huge.
Yeah.
He's definitely on testosterone.
Oh, he's on something, yeah.
He's on something.
Did they cross paths by chance in Toronto? Rocker ever pitch for?
Supposedly, there was a period of time where they were part of the rivalry with the Braves and the Mets. Mahomes, I think, was with the Mets.
Hmm.
And there was just
with the Twins.
It was a lot of bad blood.
Are they about the same age?
Not sure.
Rocker's 50. I think he's younger.
Oh, okay. He's definitely older.
You know, somebody did point out that Rocker, you know, he had kind of a, didn't have some long career, some massive guy, but he did have 3 or 4 years where he was pretty dominant. Definitely had an impact.
Yeah, so they played in the league at the same time together. Rocker was in the league 98 through 2001.
Uh-huh.
So I'm short. Mahomes was pitching from 92 through 2003.
Yeah.
Now, Rocker was in the big leagues only 3 years. Is that right?
That's crazy. It wasn't very long.
Yeah, I saw his numbers. They were, he had decent numbers, man, for a stretch there.
All right, so this is the... Do we have the audio?
5 years, 98 through 2003.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense.
So Mahomes, I guarantee you Rocker was hammered.
It looked like Mahomes was smoking a cig. He looked like he was. Yeah. And he's always getting pulled over for DUIs.
Doesn't he have at least 2 DWIs?
Yeah. He's, you know what? Pat Mahomes' dad is a
he's
mess.
Kind of a nightmare.
Disaster.
Yeah. I know he's trying to find the audio. There's some rumor that Portnoy and him are, like, he's going to have him in rough and rowdy.
They're gonna box each other.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's more of a visual. It's just too much street noise. You can't even hear what they're saying
like,
to each other. They're
it looked
just
like John was going up to him originally, just to kind of just like I don't know, maybe break balls, just say what's up, and then Mahomes didn't want anything to do with him.
Well, that's what Rocker said afterwards. That he can't take a joke.
That was his tweet. He said, "This effing loser can't take a damn joke. Wish I laid him out right there." and ruined his BS weekend even more.
I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing, Pat Mahomes Sr. He's just gotten into so many things. And John Rocker's always been kind of an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
if I was Pat Mahomes Sr., I would not get in the ring with John Rocker.
I'd probably try to avoid it.
I mean, I saw Portnoy being interviewed on the street, and he was like, yeah, the contract's not signed yet, I don't think, but yeah, that's a real thing.
Right.
You just never know with him if that's true or not. I think Rocker would destroy him.
Well, yeah, he definitely would.
He's just so much bigger.
I mean, Rocker was, he tested positive for roids when he was playing.
Yeah, you think he's not dabbling now when he's not playing and getting tested?
You just take one look at him. Yeah. He's so jacked. What's he doing now? What's Rocker doing? Who knows, doing a podcast or something?
I have no idea.
They're still jawing at each other on Twitter, back and forth.
I saw something last night, right?
I mean, Mahomes said, you haven't changed one bit in the last 25 years. Keep my name out your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then Rocker said, this effing loser can't take a joke. And then he said, I wish I would have laid him out right then and there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are you doing going up to Mahomes Sr.? I mean, just, what are you doing?
You don't have the balls to say that to my face the other night, lanky ass clown.
I think it's safe to say that I'll go the rest of my life without that type of an altercation. Can't see it happening.
Unlikely.
Yeah, you would hope so.
You hope. You handle yourself in class.
If an altercation is going to happen like that, I could totally see it happening on Bourbon Street, like where they were, because just drinking everywhere. You could drink out on the street.
I mean, it probably was at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean,
was it Bourbon Street when we ran into all those guys, like Saberhagen and all them?
No, that was Tampa.
That was Ybor City. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I am kind of mentally prepared if anything ever happened. And I was not somebody that did much martial arts, but Brett got me to do Krav Maga for a while.
Close combat
fighting.
And
I don't really remember that many things. We would work on a choke defense and all these different things.
Yeah.
But they said the number one move, everybody in a melee, let somebody swings at you, right? Yeah. Everybody immediately is going to start swinging back.
Yep.
Say the number one move is kick him in the nuts.
I mean, that's dirty. That's dirty business.
But yeah, but if somebody comes at you, right, you kick them there, and then you can get away.
Sure.
I watched some of those videos of some of those guys that teach like self defense, and they do like the freaking Bourne Identity stuff, elbows, and they jack their face up and kick them in the nuts.
Yep. They say that's the number one move.
I mean, look.
You can say it's dirty. Somebody comes at you and starts swinging at you.
Sure.
For no reason. You pop in there, you're going to have some time to get away.
I guess so. I guess it's effective.
Yes.
It's just embarrassing. John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr., both losers.
Both embarrassing themselves.
They're just embarrassing losers.
Patrick Mahomes has to be like just embarrassed by his entire family. Like his brother's a wackadoo. His dad's trying to get into scraps on Bourbon Street. I don't know anything about his mom.
By the way, EB, you were saying that Mahomes dissed P. Ryan for a handshake.
Hold on. Yeah. I saw P. Ryan say
P. Ryan said that he was messing with his pants.
Okay.
He was dapping people up.
I saw that. I think he's taking the high road. I think P. Ryan's taking the high road on that. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see.
I don't know why he's over there dapping up Kelsey. There's a play that's going around on Twitter where Kelsey's lined up on the right side, and he just completely matadors around. I think it was Nolan Smith rushing in on Pat Mahomes, right, and he just slams him into the turf. Travis Kelsey's standing there doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's literally doing nothing to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Kelsey wasn't ready to play.
Yeah, he just looked out of it throughout that entire game.
He really did.
Well, he's not a great pass blocker.
No, he just.
I saw some analysts that said, "How about you don't put tight ends on stud defensive ends?"
It wasn't the greatest situation, but he could have exhibited a little more effort.
He didn't look like he was in the game on the field or off.
Do you believe the rumor that that Tay-Tay already broke up with him?
How would I know? I have no idea.
No.
Right after the game, you broke up with him.
the next day.
She didn't want to be seen getting in her private jet, so he had seven umbrellas hiding her.
Yeah. No, Kelsey. How come Travis Kelsey's not traveling with the love of his life?
Got to do his podcast.
Who knows?
Yeah, he's got to make that money.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. 106.7. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll talk to Tariq El-Bashir, Caps insider from Monumental Sports. We'll kind of do a recap on the first half of the season with the Caps. It's actually beyond the first half when they get to this break, but they'll be getting ready to ramp up when they come back for the stretch and, of course, the playoffs, as they have the best record in the Eastern Conference.
It's pretty impressive. Coach Carr's doing a hell of a job in year two here in D.C.
So we'll talk to Tariq coming up at 7 o'clock.
Coach of the year, Cakes.
I mean, I would think he's in the mix.
Coming
up at minimum
8 o'clock, it's a game show Wednesday. It will give you chances to win tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium and the Wizards, because it's a Wizards Wednesday here on the Junkies.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So we're going to have a month now to get ramped up for free agency. And then we'll turn towards the NFL draft. And you're hearing all these rumors in the NFL because a lot of teams need quarterbacks. Yeah. And there aren't enough good quarterbacks that are going to be drafted. I can't remember who we had on who said he could see by the end of it, be maybe three or four quarterbacks we could draft it. But pretty much the only two guys that you're really hearing about as first-round picks are Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. So it's interesting. Other teams are exploring options, and this is a rumor, but the Giants are rumored to potentially, hey, let's bring in Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp.
Ooh. I mean, that would certainly upgrade the Giants. Now, what would they have to trade away to bring in that sort of package? And it's also a quarterback you're just kind of duct taping with Matt Stafford for a year or two. Because, I mean, isn't he 37 or 38?
He's 37. Yeah. But why? I mean, the Rams are all done with him? Well, I thought he was tight with.
I don't know why the Rams would get rid of Matt Stafford. Like,
right,
that's what
makes sense.
They don't
sense
have
to me.
Anybody in the pipeline I know of that.
Well, I think it's a contract situation. He wants
a new
extension.
Deal?
Okay.
So, I mean, if they're not willing to give him, you know, crazy money for the next 2 years,
well, if I'm the Giants,
they can get some draft.
If I'm the Giants, and I know,
but that just puts the Rams in a situation where they need a quarterback.
But maybe they'd get the number three pick from the Giants.
Oh, if the Giants trade the number three pick for Stafford, that's no chance.
I mean, that would be the world's most. Joe Shane survived getting rid of Saquon Barkley. He would not survive pulling off a deal where he gave up the number three pick.
Well, let's say
for
that
Matt
he did.
Stafford.
Who would they select with the number three pick? I mean, Ward's going to go one by most accounts, right?
Well, they could get Shedeur or they could get Ward.
That's a big.
I don't think that Ward.
I mean, who knows? I mean, Tennessee may not take a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, they may trade out of that to a team that wants a quarterback.
And if you're the Giants and you know the quarterback classes for the next 2 to 3 years are subpar, I guess you could just say, hey, we'll try to get the last 2 or 3 years out of Matt Stafford's career. Now, he gets dinged up a bit, but it might be a better option than selecting a rookie in a bad class that you're not in love with. I don't know.
I just don't know why the Rams would get rid of him.
I don't know why the Rams would get rid of him either.
I mean, I think he can still play at a pretty high level.
Like, maybe they just don't want to extend him for three seasons to when he's 40 if they just don't think he's going to give them that sort of level of production.
And I guess part of the idea with Kupp there is that they're boys, right? They're very close.
Yes. Yeah. They're tight.
So he's got, 2 years left on his deal? So I don't know. I mean, do you give him another 2 years? I don't think you do.
Hold on, he has 2 years remaining?
I think he's got 25 and 26, according to what I'm reading.
I might give him two more years.
I mean, I'm sure there's always an out. You can always cut him.
I would try to negotiate, hey, let's add a year. Let's not add 2 years.
Yeah.
Let's add a year with some decent cash, but 2 years might be a little too much to ask.
Didn't the speculation start because Malik Nabers put up a tweet or Instagram post where he had a picture of Stafford and
I think there was something to that,
and Cooper Kupp
and Kupp, and he wrote 9 and 10 and like put the eyeballs. And
what does he mean by 9 and 10?
What number does Nabers wear?
Nabers wears 10. One.
Oh, I thought he wore 10.
I think he wears 1.
No, Kupp and Stafford are 9 and 10.
Okay,
yeah. I think the picture was actually Stafford with Nabers.
Okay.
Well, Kelly Stafford already went on a podcast and was talking about she loves, they love an adventure.
Right.
She's fanning the flames.
Yeah.
She's always talking smack.
She's kind of a nightmare.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, but maybe she's just saying what he can't say.
Yeah, maybe she's the mouthpiece for Matt wanting to get out of L.A.
Oh, yeah.
This is his way of doing the dirty business.
I don't doubt that.
The dirty work.
She obviously knows him very well.
She's the hatchet man.
Right.
Well, who knows? Maybe they do work a deal out and they acquire them both. And then at three, the Giants can select, I don't know, Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get the best prospect in the draft. And then worry about quarterback in two more years.
I think whoever ends up with Matt Stafford, whether it's the Rams or the Giants or another team, they're probably doing a pretty good thing. I think he still played at a decent level.
Yeah.
The NFC East could be very interesting. If they trade for Stafford and Kupp, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're legit. You know the Commanders and Eagles are going to be good.
Right.
And then I think the Cowboys are they're one of the favorites to trade for Myles Garrett.
Oh, really? They're in the mix now for Garrett. Okay.
I think they're one of the Vegas favorites.
Yeah.
Could be a wild
imagine having
in the
Parsons
next couple of years.
And Garrett rushing the quarterback.
That'd be a handful, dude.
Pretty sick tandem.
There's no chance you could get Parsons. You can somehow get Parsons out of Dallas, right? I mean, Jerry would be insane to do that. I would give them a lot of draft capital for him.
I mean, Adam Peters, it probably would be worth at least calling.
Did you see the video of Mike? He looked like he was high or drunk,
no.
Saying that they were going to win the NFC next year.
No.
He must have been on something.
Is he in New Orleans?
I think so.
He may have been on some mind-altering substances.
I saw Dak made some comments about that.
Yeah, he said they're close to a championship.
Yeah, he gave props to the Eagles. He said, nice job, buddy. Then he said, we're close to a championship.
Right.
I don't know about that, Dak.
Yeah, Dak may be a little bit delusional, too.
Huh.
Eagles, of course, the favorite, but no team in the NFC East has repeated as a champion in back-to-back years since...
It's been a long
Cowboys?
Time. I think it's like 23 or 24 seasons.
2004.
Yeah.
Who? What team?
The last team to do that was the Eagles.
Oh,
they won
Eagles.
Four straight from 2001 through 2004. But every year, there's a new team that's atop the NFC East.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It scares me a little bit.
Why?
Don't be scared. You got Jaden Daniels.
Why?
What are you scared of?
I mean, I know the Eagles were slightly ahead of us, but...
I mean, the Eagles are going to be good. You know that.
They're going to be good.
But Washington's going to be, I mean, they're not going to be
solid.
They're going to be 14-6, but they're going to be better. The roster will be better.
You got to get some of your Commander swagger back. You're losing your Commander swagger.
I think we're going to be solid.
Now, what's happening over here?
I think we're going to be solid. Jaden gives us a chance every week.
I think they're going to be better than solid. As long as Jaden Daniels is upright and playing quarterback, they're going to be way above solid.
All right. Good.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little Caps hockey. They've got the Four Nations face-off starting today. Tarik El-Bashir covers the Caps for Monumental Sports, the Monumental Sports Network. He'll jump on with us next here on the Junkies.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.